So here we are in Brighton, and we just, as John said, it's just spotted the Grand Hotel. How nice. I think it's, John, is that the hotel where there was the bombing in the 80s?
That's it.
Margaret Thatcher nearly got killed, and I know somebody got, one or two people got killed, I think.
Norman Tebbit got badly injured.
Yeah, it wasn't very pleasant. Anyway, we're here in Brighton, and it's a beautiful sunny day now. And we're still in the car, and we've had a look at the pier briefly, and the Brighton Eye. I didn't realise there was such a thing. So, how's it feel, John, to be in Brighton again?
Ah, it feels great, Dave. No parking spaces.
So we're off now out of town a little bit to try and find a parking space, but some beautiful little houses along here, and well, now we're headed back towards the sea, and I haven't seen the sea for quite a while, and we were just saying how flat and wet and blue it is. So and it's kind of level. Nicely levelled off, and some sailing boats, and it's full of sailing boats and dreams. So still in the car, we're looking out towards the sea, so south, and on our right hand side, we see the remnants of the West Pier. John, do you know much about the West Pier? Can you tell me something about that?
Well, it burnt down, and I think it was supposed to be an arson attack. Or something like that, and the idea was that that boxer, whose name escapes me now, do you remember the boxer who was very flamboyant?
Bruno?
No, around about that same time.
Bagner?
No.
Okay.
He was a boxer, and the idea was that he would salvage it, but it never happened because it wasn't salvageable, and it burnt, and I think it had two fires. And it's now just a shell.
Just rusting away then.
Yeah, and it's never going to be rebuilt because it just costs too much.
So eventually it will just fall apart and fall back into the sea. Well, all things must pass, as George Harrison sung. And I think he picked out from somewhere else, but there you go.